We will read the excerpt number 67. This is from the document on the work of Faith Above Reason. Baal Salam says, "We see the difference between what the mind asserts and what only faith asserts. And what is the reason that when something is based on faith, we must constantly remember the form of the faith? Otherwise, he falls from his degree into a state suitable for one who is wicked. These states might happen even in a single day. One may fall from his degree many times in one day, since it is impossible that faith above reason will not stop even for a moment during the day. We must know that the reason for forgetting the faith stems from the fact that faith above reason and the mind is against all the desires of the body. Since the desires of the body come by the nature imprinted in us, called will to receive, whether in the mind or in the heart, hence, the body always draws us to our nature. Only when we cling to faith does it have the power to bring us out of the bodily desires and go above reason, meaning against the body's reason."
68.
Right at the entrance, an entrance is a constant thing because every time he has a descent, he must begin anew. This is why it is called entrance. Naturally, there are many exits and many entrances. He tells his body, "Know that I want to begin to serve the Creator, and my intention is only to bestow and not to receive any reward. You should not hope that you will receive anything for your efforts, but it's all in order to bestow. And if the body asks, 'What is your benefit from this work?' meaning, 'Who receives this work that I want to exert and toil?' Or he asks more simply, 'For whose sake am I working so hard?' The reply should be, 'Faith, I have faith in the sages, and they said that I should believe in abstract faith, above reason, that the Creator has so commanded us to take upon ourselves faith, that He commanded us to keep Torah and Mitzvot. And we should also believe that the Creator derives pleasure when we keep the Torah and Mitzvot with faith above reason. Also, one should be glad at the Creator's pleasure from his work. Thus, there are four things here. One, believing in the sages that what they said is true. Two, believing that the Creator commanded to engage in Torah and Mitzvot only through faith above reason. Three, there's joy when the creatures keep the Torah and Mitzvot on the basis of faith. Four, one should receive delight, pleasure, and gladness from having been rewarded with pleasing the King. And the measure of the greatness and the importance of man's work is measured by the measure of the joy that one derives during his work. This depends on the measure of faith that one believes in the above.
Reshit Sichim, Shuv Likro.